Darfur peace talks resume in gutter. Iranian Christians are fleeing the weight of oppression, and a Zambian rescue ministry needs more hands to help them grow. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan's government and the rebel movement are beginning talks this week in Gutter. The summit's a bid to revive the peace process in Darfur. Ken Little is with the Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee. He's been working closely with the Darfur ministry.
Frank's response is, I really hope it works, but I'm not very hopeful. If the peace talks are being revived, that might be an indication that international pressure is helping.
The CRWRC is among six relief groups in Darfur called the Global Relief Alliance.
We're very fortunate in the last couple months that the insecurity hasn't impacted our programming. We're able to continue our work with supplemental feeding centers and clinics and food security initiatives in that region.
The ministry's low-key. Keep praying that the gospel seeds sown take root.
We're assisting those displaced by the violence, but also the community that's hosting them. And because we're doing both, there's a very good reception to our intervention. The folks do know we're Christian, and I would guess that 100% of the folk we're serving are Muslim.
Meanwhile, International Christian Concern reports the release of two converts from Islam in Iran and expects more arrests this year. In 2008, 73 believers were arrested in Iran. Sources say the Islamic government views the growing number of converts as a threat to its rule. The two converts who were released on bail still face unknown charges. They face a possible apostasy conviction, which is punishable by execution. Ask fellow believers to join you in prayer for Iranian Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. You've heard the saying, it takes a whole village to raise a child. Well, HCJB Global believes a family can reach a village and beyond with the gospel of Jesus Christ. This week, HCJB Global launched a new program called Me and My Household. President Wayne Peterson says the goal is to mobilize families to pray for families, to reach out for their community, and to give financially.
Jesus said, preach the gospel here, there, and everywhere, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts. So we know that there are households in this country that love Jesus and can develop a passion for reaching households in the Arab world, for example.
HCJB Global is emphasizing reaching the Muslim world. They already reach into the Muslim world, but it's just a fraction of the 1.6 billion people living there.
We're reaching about 1 million households, and the budget for the region is about $1 million. So for $1, you can reach a household in the Arab world for a whole year.
You can help prayerfully and financially. Go to our website to join the effort. Next, Mission Network News' Elisa Whiteman wraps up this in-depth look at every orphan's hope.
In part three of this three-part series, find out how you can put a Zambian orphan with a new family. Gary Schneider says,
My Father's House orphan homes are really designed to create a new family in the local community where the children live and where the church is already planted. So these homes are 980 square foot homes, three bedrooms, and we'll house up to eight orphans in that home with a widowed house mother to create a new family.
Every Orphan's Hope has 11 My Father's Orphan Homes so far, where children are given food, health care, education, a family, and most importantly, Jesus Christ.
We can feed them, we can clothe them, we can house them, we can educate them, we can even provide health care. But lasting hope comes in the knowledge and the salvation that is found in Jesus Christ.
You can sponsor a home for $1,500 US a month or even help with construction this summer. Mission Network News, Elisa Whiteman.
And over 10 million ostracized Roma gypsies are spread throughout Europe, Africa, and South America. The Roma are best known for their wagons, colorful clothing, and fortune-telling. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board is leading many of these people to Christ by ministering along cultural and family lines. IMB also trains them to reach their own people. You can help by praying that God's hope spreads among the Roma people. More details can be found at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country of the world. Hear what the house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.